Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, PeopleStack family, and welcome to another week and another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. Before I get into the topic of the week and get into some really serious stuff, on a lighter note, those of you watching this on YouTube or watching it on Facebook Live may notice that it's a slightly different orientation in the background and that we have some light coming through over here. I normally don't do that because the light is really bright. However, over here, I won't even show you because it's just a complete mess. Maybe I'll give you a quick peek just so that you like believe me. It is a mess of boxes. We are moving. Yay. We're moving to a bigger house. It's amazing. But because I don't want you to have to stare at the cluster of boxes over there, I decided to go this way. So you get a beautiful view of our daybed and the light shining through the windows. So hopefully that's not too much of a distraction. The lighting is a little bit different. It's a little bit brighter than usual, which actually makes me look a little bit darker than usual. But I know that you will be okay with this. So what is the topic of the week? And this is actually something that I'm going to break up into. I mean, I always cover one topic and break it up into two episodes, but I'm literally going to cut. There's five things that I want to cover. I'm going to cover three today and then two on the next episode. And the topic is the five silent, insidious diseases that plague the careers of tech managers. And the reason that I'm talking about this is because it's been a while since I've talked about patterns and the larger patterns that we notice after having exclusively served technical managers. 100% of our clients at the PeopleStack are tech managers and identify as tech managers. And after having done that for over 5 years now, and after having served thousands of technical managers of all shapes and sizes and stripes and colors and backgrounds, what are the patterns that we notice? What do we see when people come to us for help? What do we see as far as what actually helps them? What kind of successes do they win? Do they achieve? And we talk about that a lot, especially when we share client stories and when I talk about, in almost every episode, it's like a revealing of those patterns. But one of the patterns that I don't talk about, that I want to talk about more, is it lurks beneath the surface. And we don't often talk about it, at least not directly. And it's hard to talk about because, like I said, it's silent because we don't want to talk about it, because it's dark, because it's heavy. And it's also insidious. It's very subtle, but it's very harmful as well. Harmful to the tech careers of many, many managers, and you maybe experienced some of these as well. And when I thought about how do I label these insidious negative patterns that we see, it really is like a disease. But it's really, and there's five diseases that I've seen that have plagued tech managers. And these are not physical. These are not diseases of the body. These are diseases of the soul. These are diseases of identity. They chip away at your identity. They chip away at your self-worth. They chip away at who you are as a person, and they keep you from becoming the best person, the best leader, the best technical manager that you can possibly be. And that's why I want to talk about it, because even though it can be challenging to put words on it, we're going to put words on it because we've noticed these patterns. And what I want to do is shed light into the darkness. And even though it's hard to talk about, even though we don't want to talk about all the suck and the hell that we're going through, most of us don't anyway. And that it's, even if you're willing to say, okay, I'm going to go there. I'm going to try to describe my pain. This pain that exists, not physically, not even emotionally. Like, physical pain and emotional pain are easy to describe compared to this identity pain, this soul, this pain of your, in your soul, in the deepest part of you. And I want to shed light on it because once you can describe it and put a word on it, or a phrase or a sentence, and that those words have power and they allow you to overcome it. They allow you to say, okay, this is what it is. This is what I'm experiencing. And here's how I fix it, because I can put a label on it now. Just like with emotional pain, even physical pain, right? So if you have a backache, if your back hurts, and you go to the doctor, they're going to ask you where, describe the pain. What does it feel like? It's a similar thing. And so once the doctor knows, okay, it's low back pain, it's not a sharp pain, it's a dull pain, it's a tightness, and it happens during these times, then the doctor can help figure out where is it coming from? How can we prevent it from happening in the first place? And if it does happen, if it does reoccur, what can we do to make it feel better? And it's the same thing with emotional pain. You know, emotional pain is like a step harder to identify. But it's the same thing. It's, okay, I'm feeling ick right now. I'm feeling emotionally bad right now. What's the emotion? Okay, I'm angry. Like, you put a label on it, and that shines a light into that darkness of the anger that you're feeling. And sometimes just by shining a light on it and saying, yeah, I'm angry, sometimes that's enough. Often it's not, though, especially when we're talking about insidious, deep-rooted kinds of pain. But even just by saying, yeah, I'm angry, then you can identify, yeah, because I'm mad and I'm angry at this and I'm angry at that and I'm angry at this person because X, Y, and Z. It's similar with identity pain. Describe it. Put a word on it, put a label on it. And that's what I want to help you do in these two episodes. So in this episode, so there's five of them total. There's five patterns that we've noticed, five patterns of identity pain, five kinds of diseases of identity that we've noticed that our clients come to us. It's what they're, when they first come to us, it's what they're experiencing. And I'm going to cover the first two in this episode and then the other three in the next episode. What I want you to get out of this is clarity, is more clarity around what you might be going through in your career and what just might be keeping you from getting where you want to go in your career. It's easy to say, oh, because my resume isn't good enough, or because my boss won't give me a raise, or because the job market is crap right now. It's easy to say that, but often it's not that simple. There is something else deep-rooted going on within you that needs to get fixed. This is about taking ownership, labeling the pain, the identity pain, the disease that you are going through and saying, I'm going to fix it. I am going to eradicate this disease for myself. And so that's the powerful thing about an identity disease, an identity kind of pain, is that because it's rooted in who you are, guess who has the power to get rid of it? You do. You do. You and all it takes is you. You don't have to rely, go to the doctor and rely on drugs and other things in order to do this. With some help, it often takes help to have somebody else, whether it's a coach, a mentor, or a therapist, to help you really see and to guide you in a safe way into the depths of what you're going through. You can get out, and it's all you. It's all about you deciding that enough is enough. But first we have to start with, what is the hell that you're going through? What might that be? So the first kind of identity disease, identity pain that we've noticed a lot of tech managers experience is death by 1,000 paper cuts. So as I'm describing these, I'd love for you to feel through this and think about, have I experienced this as well? Because it's not, for a lot of you, it'll likely be more than one of these that you've experienced, because there's definitely some overlap between them. We've labeled them in such a way to capture the feeling of it and to capture what it's like to carry the baggage of this identity pain in this disease with you day-to-day basis, on a day-to-day basis. So do you sometimes feel like your life, your career, your work is death by 1,000 paper cuts? This really gets to the insidiousness of this pain. Insidious. It's subtle. It's very subtle. One paper cut. You may not even notice it. Or you do, and then it's gone in a couple of hours. But 1,000 paper cuts. It's still subtle, but it's harmful. It's extremely harmful. Because you're exposing yourself to all of that stress, all of those open wounds, emotional wounds. And really what this is, what those cuts are and where those paper cuts come from, it's going to depend. It's going to vary. For some of you, it may be a toxic workplace. That's not quite toxic enough for you to say, I'm out. This is terrible. I deserve better. But it's toxic. People are uncivil to one another. People subtly discriminate against one another. There's a lot of backstabbing. There's a lot of making fun of each other. There's a lot of, maybe it feels like high school, where there's like these cliques and these inside jokes, and some people can just never feel like they're part of the in crowd. Maybe it's related to that. Social stress, those social, political paper cuts. But it could also be work-related, task-related, like an endless supply, in a bad way, an endless supply of support tickets, an endless queue, support ticket after support ticket after support ticket that you have to go through, email after email after email, Slack message after Slack matches after Slack message, and it never, ever stops. And you feel weighed down by all of it, by you're overworked, on the verge of burnout, or maybe you've already burnt out. And maybe this identity pain has already turned into an emotional pain and a physical pain. It's death by 1,000 paper cuts. So it could be a social pain that's kind of getting away. It's chipping away at your insides. You don't have the energy. You feel mentally zapped. You don't feel like yourself anymore. That's why it's an identity pain, because you don't have the energy to do it, to have the energy to show up as the best version of you. And let alone, no way do you have the energy to learn and grow and become a better version of you. It's death by 1,000 paper cuts. It could be social pain. It could be work task related pain. It could also be the paper cuts, more everyday life kinds of things where it just feels like you can't catch a break. Like you just keep getting unlucky and unlucky and unlucky, whether it's at work or whether it's in your everyday life. And maybe it's big things. Maybe some of those paper cuts are paper gashes, right? Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe, unfortunately, you're going through other kinds of family struggles, like parents or grandparents who are sick or who have recently passed away, or other people in your life who you're caring for. And you have that on top of everything else. It could be like that. Maybe there's something with your kids, your spouse, your partners, your friends that's going on. Family squabbles, right? It doesn't always have to be the big stuff, although the big stuff hurts, and I get that. The small stuff can hurt too. Like, you know, for example, the 1,000 paper cuts can look something like it's just, it comes in different, from different places all around your life. So it could be a boss who doesn't really listen to you all the time. He seems well-meaning, but you just can't seem to talk with him. A team, especially certain team members, they complain all the time. And while they kind of sort of try, you just can't get through to them. And then dealing with other things at work, right? Maybe it's an HR department or the accounting department or somebody that keeps nagging at you day after day after day. Is this done? Is this done? Is this done? And those are a few of the paper cuts. And then the other ones are when you come home and now, you know, your kids are homeschooled and you don't know how to deal with that because they're bored or they're just driving you crazy and you have to make dinner and you don't know what to make for dinner. And you're worried about, you're like, you want to just take out, do some takeout, but can you actually afford it because you're underpaid? You don't know if it's in the budget to do that. And your spouse or your partner is talking to you about their day and how sucky it is or even how good it is. And that just weighs on you even more. And in the middle of all of this, you're supposed to be a good citizen. And what does that even mean? You want to give back. You want to help the people who have it way, way worse than you, but you just don't have the energy and you just don't have the time. That's what death by 1,000 paper cuts can feel like. So if that's what you're going through, now you have a label for it. All of the paper cuts of daily life, of work life, of your career, of your family are starting to weigh on you. That's what it feels like. The second disease, the second identity-based disease, is fear of irrelevance and invisibility. Fear of invisibility. I actually first encountered this particular fear, not from a client, but I was actually at a conference several years ago. I want to say it was four or five years ago. It was when I was first starting at the People Stack. And Michael Lopp, what is he doing right now? So he used to work at Slack and then he left and then he was the VP of engineering at Slack. And then he went to go off and do his own thing. I believe he's working at Apple again. I believe that's what's going on with Michael Lopp. And he's also written a couple of great books on engineering management. He goes online by Rands in Repose. And so he's a great guy, wonderful human, beautiful, inspirational leader. And he was talking about some of the challenges that a lot of new leaders face. That's kind of his specialty, is like mentoring brand new technical managers. People who are like brand new to it. And it's like, I have no idea. You know, that's some of the work that we do as well, which is why I am very intrigued and by Michael Lopp's stuff and I'm really grateful to have gotten to meet him a couple of times. And he talked about in this talk, it was at the Calibrate conference. RIP Calibrate, it doesn't exist anymore, but it did for a number of years and all the talks are online. And Michael Lopp was talking about fear of irrelevance. And he was talking about how so many managers who he'd work with over his 20-year career, that the main fear that they had about their career was fear of irrelevance. This fear that somehow you're just going to become invisible, that no one's going to notice you anymore, that you're not going to be able to innovate anymore, that you're not, this fear of like not staying on top of the latest trends, not being able to keep up with the rapidly changing technical world. And so why this one is interesting and this one is special because while fear of irrelevance, anybody can feel that, you know, fear of becoming invisible and nobody ever noticing you. And not really recognizing you. It has a special place in the hearts of people who work in tech because of how quickly tech changes and how quickly things move forward. And yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, if I don't study and read every blog article and, you know, stay on top and take classes and get all of these certifications and know every single programming language. And if I don't stay on top of it, I'm going to become irrelevant. Oh, and now I'm a manager. Oh, wow. So I need to stay on top of all of the latest leadership stuff, all of the latest leadership best practices and the science around leadership. And I want to meet every leader there is because I don't want to become irrelevant. In order to become the best, I need to continue to build my excellence as a leader. And what's interesting about this one, that's what it feels like. And what's interesting about this one is that, you know, building your excellence as a leader, that's something that we absolutely advocate for. We want you to build your excellence as a leader. That's your superpower. But your greatest strength, that superpower, if you overuse it, it becomes your greatest weakness. So if you go too far into, I have to do better, I have to do way better, and like almost to the extent of being perfectionistic about it, that fear of becoming irrelevant, that fear of becoming invisible is going to eat away at you bit by bit. And you're going to feel worthless. Imposter syndrome is going to rear its ugly head every single day because you're never going to feel like you're enough. And what's also really hard and really harmful about this one is that it really jabs and pokes and scrapes at one of our greatest fears as humans. We have two greatest fears as human. One of them is that we're not loved. The other one is that we are not enough. A fear of irrelevance, fear of becoming invisible. Is really a fear that you're not enough and that you will never be enough. And it hurts. It absolutely hurts because it gets to the point where you're just like, why even bother? You become apathetic. Why should I even bother anymore? I'm never going to be enough, so I don't even want to try. And for those of you who may have already experienced that or might be there right now, I want you to know that I know that you're out there and we're sending you our strength, and that's why we're here. We're here to help you. I hear you. I see you. And for those of you who have not experienced that yet and don't want to, then of course it's time to get help and it's time to get out of it. So those are the first two. I'll cover the other three in the next episode so that we can really kind of dive into these instead of, I thought about just doing one episode where it was just like, here they are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but I really want to give each of them their full attention because while you'll see similarities among them, you can even see similarities among the death by 1,000 paper cuts and the fear of irrelevance and invisibility, and you maybe experience both of them, right? Some of the paper cuts may be that you're feeling like you're not able to innovate and you're not able to stay on top of things, for example. So here's the message. Here's the choice, the decision that you have right now. Because I know that a lot of you have gotten some clarity around this. Like, yeah, that's what it is. That's what I'm experiencing. I am afraid of becoming irrelevant. And every day it's like more paper cuts. And I just don't know how much longer I can take this. Choice number one is essentially, okay, all right, that's it. And then just move on and don't do anything about it. Yeah, cool. I got some clarity. And then nothing. That's choice number one. Choice number two is to do something about it. To decide, I am going to fix this. Because this is an identity disease, because this is an identity pain that I'm feeling, I'm the one who gets to fix this. And I know that I can't fix it on my own because I've tried. Right? If you're still feeling any of these, it's because you've already tried to fix them and you haven't yet. So it's time for a new approach and it's time to get help. So if you're committed to making sure that you don't let any of these identity diseases destroy your career, even more if you've already experienced them, or at all if you haven't yet, then it's time to reach out for help, because that is what we're here for. These are the exact patterns that our clients were experiencing when they first started working with us. If what I'm saying is resonating with you, it means that it's time to book a call with us, because it means that we can help, because we understand what you're going through. Somebody who doesn't understand what you're going through and can't put a label on it is not going to be able to help you. They're just going to be poking around in the dark. We shed light on what you're going through so that we can then help you fix it. So if you're committed to getting help so that you can finally upgrade your career and abolish these identity diseases from your life, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to get to the heart of what's going on in your career. We're going to get to the root cause, not just the surface level of, okay, yeah, it's death by 1,000 paper cuts. That's what I talked about today's surface level. It's still heavy. It's still dark, but it's just surface level. You're going to want to know, what's the root cause of what's going on in my career? How do I fix it? And how do I get where I want to go? How do I build my dream? That's what we're there to help you do. So book that call today. Book that call immediately. There's really no reason to wait any longer. ThePeopleStack.com/book. So we hear you, we see you, we get you, and we're here to shed light on the pain that you're feeling that is so hard to describe. And that is so hard to talk about because it hurts. But we're here to invite you to have those tough conversations about the identity pain, about the identity diseases that you're going through, so that you can get over them, so that you can fix them and build your dream career. That's it for the day. Talk to you in the next episode. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.